This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Cornelia, you spoke a little bit about transportation. Mm-hmm. And you said that only in certain areas, like in San Francisco, is there really good public transportation. Tell us about the transportation in Hanford, Fresno area.
Yeah, that's the one of the parts that I struggled with when I came in California, the transportation, because I didn't have my driver's license yet. And I was fortunate enough that I have my family here to drive me to and from wherever I need to go. It's a must that you have to drive in California. There are transportation, but the area, the stop areas are limited to certain establishments. So unlike in Fresno and LA and San Francisco, they have Uber. They have taxis there. When it got here, Porterville and Hanford, there are no Uber. So nobody will take your Uber ride because everybody drives and there aren't a lot of buildings where people work mostly. Like hospitals are the biggest buildings that I've seen in this area of California. So it's definitely a must.
It's a must to drive. Okay. And most people in California drive. So that is going to be a challenge for mm-hmm. many international nurses. Some haven't driven for a long time. Some have never driven. Mm-hmm. And some have driven only in other countries where sometimes you drive on the other side of the road or the rules are different. So how did you go about getting your license and how did you get a car?
Yeah, what I did was because I stopped driving for like 5 years. I used to drive in a different country and then I came back home. I stopped for 5 years because I didn't have to drive in the Philippines. For the DMV, which is like the land transportation office in the Philippines, it's the DMV here. It's necessary that you have your green card first, your SSS. Proof that you are a resident of the U.S. in California before they can process your license application. There would be a written test, but the review materials, you can all get it from their website. It's basically easy. All the questions in the written test are all in the review materials that they'll give you. So I got it on first try, the written test. Wow. And then after that, once you've passed it, they will give you a student permit that you will use. You can either enroll in a driving school or have somebody teach you that's also a licensed driver. So for me, that was my brother-in-law. He taught me how to drive and the roads here. The biggest difference that I noticed is the stop signs. In the Philippines, we don't really have the stop signs in junctions, in crossroads. We always have traffic lights, even back in the other country that I used to drive. There will always be traffic lights, even in the narrowest streets. But in here, you can see how disciplined the Americans are. There are no police on every stop signs, but people will stop even if there are no cars in the junction. You have to stop for 3 seconds before you can go. And if there are cars in the junction, you have to wait for your turn. So it's really disciplined.
You got to get used to it. And people are law abiding in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got my car. Well, honestly, I came here. I didn't have money to splurge in California. I was fortunate enough that my family lives here, so I have support. Mm-hmm. Good thing that Kinetics connected me to a bank mm-hmm. and that gave me a car loan because I didn't have a credit history. When I was trying to get a car, I already have like my car loan, I tried to get from Honda, from like other like Toyota. They were asking for my credit score, and they won't give me a loan if I don't have my credit score. So Good Thing Kinetics has that bank and also an online car seller that they partnered with. So it was a breeze. It was smooth. I did everything online. I didn't get to see the car before I bought it. They just delivered it in my house, in my front door. So
what was it like when you got your new car in America?
It was so good. like you have a new independence because you will get to drive around California. You will get to drive on your own to work, and you know, you can get to places. You don't have to ask somebody, to drive you. You know, if you need to buy something in the store, you can just go yourself.
Yeah. So that's a great feeling, because then you can explore, you're independent, and it's life-changing when you drive and you've got a car. One thing just to mention to any nurse that is coming to the US is that, as Cornelia said, you can download the booklet of the DMV. Because when I came here from South Africa, I'd been driving for many years in South Africa, but the rules are very different, as Cornelia said. You know, like in America, people are very law-abiding. They abide by stop street, those kinds of things. But even in the booklet, it's very different. I remember when I came here, somebody said to me, oh, you've been driving for a while. You don't need to study the booklet. And the day before my test, I took out the booklet and I just about like fell on the floor. I was like, oh my gosh, there are things here you need to learn.
Yeah.
Anybody is going to be coming soon to America, download the booklet. You can start studying now. Because, you know, getting that car, as Cornelia said, whether you are in Hanford, Fresno area, or if you are anywhere else in the U.S., most places you have to drive, and getting a car is really kind of a game changer. So you really want to try and get a head start on that as much as possible. Cornelia, you spoke about your family and how helpful the family have been in getting you settled. Not everybody coming is going to have their family in a town nearby. How did you search for a support network? If so, how did you find it? Were you in touch with places of worship? Is there a cult, a community there? How multicultural is Hanford, Fresno area? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for the basic support, like for a place to stay and transportation, my family provided me that. But for other support, like for my job, if I have to go here, get my medical exams or have my BLS accreditation, Kinetics provided me with an onboarding specialist, and he's the one who will search the area for those things for me. When I had trouble with my transportation, when I started in Hanford, he looked for taxi businesses that can take me every day to and from work. And, you know, it's not easy. He was always messaging me every day, calling me, messaging me every day if I'm doing all right, if I have done this, if I need more support. He even connected me to a Filipino community, thanks to Richard. So you will never feel alone. Even if you come here in California without your family, there will be support. So you won't be left in the dark, because I've heard some people, you know, some stories. But with your onboarding specialist, he will provide you that, you know.
Well, Richard will be glad to hear that. Richard is one of our onboarding specialists who does a fabulous job. We have met him all over.
Great.
He does a great job really looking after you. And Enzo is asking, do you have assistance for registered nurses here in the Philippines? The answer is yes, Enzo, we can help you. And as Cornelia says, you know, there are, in Hanford, Fresno, there are a lot of Filipinos, just, you know, in that area specifically. What's your favorite fun thing to do in Hanford?
When you're not working? I love to jog and just walk around the neighborhood, because the houses are really beautiful and you feel safe. because it's a quiet place, a quiet city. You don't hear, there are no gunshots or whatever. It's really quiet. All you hear are crickets, and it's just nice, and you get to burn some calories too. Doing it. Aside from, of course, traveling around California with my family, I love to jog just to, you know,
to burn off those In and Out burgers.
Yeah, there's In and Out in Hanford.
And are there ethnic food places in Hanford, or ethnic restaurants in Hanford or Fresno area?
Yes, there are a lot. The most you can find are Mexican foods, which are really good. There are taquerias, burritos, birria, Mexican foods I haven't heard of. There are Filipino restaurants in Fresno, which we actually go to whenever we crave for Filipino foods. Me and my sister, we go there. There are a lot of Chinese foods and Korean foods too. So if you're craving for those Asian yummy foods, you're good in California, in Hanford.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
You spoke about your family and how helpful they were, but also you came here with your son.
Yeah. So
can you talk about, give any parent who is coming with children any advice about the schooling in the Hanford area?
In the Hanford area, I think it's because my son studies in Porterville, but basically it's the same in Hanford, I would assume. It's quite easy. All they were asking for was his vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So aside from the vaccinations that he received before we got our interview, before we came here, they just asked for the second dose of the Tdap vaccine. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even ask for his grades or his certificates from the school. They just asked me, what grade is he going to enroll to? So it was easy. They didn't ask me for money or anything. It's a public school, but it's like more than a private school in comparison to the schools in the Philippines. He got to have his own MacBook provided by the school, which is really good. He gets free breakfast and free lunches in the school. And what else? They even provide notebooks, pens, everything's provided for. So they're very privileged. It's true that American kids are very privileged.
Okay, so there you've learned about the schooling. One of the things that people often ask about when we speak about California is the housing. Because California, you can earn very well, and the rates are really high in California, but it's expensive to live here. Now, what people don't always realize is that there are different cost of livings even within California itself. So the cost of living, for example, is in San Francisco is very different to Hanford, is very different to San Diego, is very different to Porterville. It's going to be a very wide range. Can you talk a little bit about the cost of living, the housing, the taxes, what you've experienced so far?
Well, in here, what I notice is that they have two types of taxes. So the state tax is different from the federal tax. So you will have two deductions for taxes, and they're big, but it's still more than enough for the housing, for food, for your transportation. I am renting a room studio type in Hanford because I go back home and it's my off back in Porterville. So it's about like $500 a month for what I'm paying for rent. But if you want to get an apartment, if you have family, it's about $1,500 a month in Hanford. But because Hanford is like a bigger city In Porterville, I've seen houses here, like my sister's friends, they are renting a 3-bedroom house for $1,500. And there is also a small town beside Hanford, which is Lemoore. I have coworkers who are renting an apartment, like 2-bedroom apartment, for about $700 a month. And that's like a lot cheaper in comparison to Hanford. It's just 15 minutes away from Hanford.
Okay. So that's also interesting, Cornelia, that you bring it up, is that, you know, there are going to be differences in the different locations within California. But also, it's often the case that if you, for example, want to work in Hanford and you want to live 15 minutes away, you might be able to find something a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of variation, and I'm so grateful to you for sharing that with some people, because that can, I'm sure, put a lot of people's mind at ease when they think, oh my gosh, California, great rates, but it's expensive, and how am I going to manage? So, you know, you are sharing with everybody that it's very manageable.
Well, actually, Ms. Tanya, surprisingly, I have coworkers who live like 45 minutes to an hour away from Hanford. Mm-hmm. So they can manage. So 15 minutes is, you know, it's not a biggie. Yeah,
exactly. What would you say are your final words to any nurse who is looking to come to the US? And what would be your advice?
Well, what I would say is just go for it. It's life-changing. It can be challenging if you move here without knowing anyone, or if you don't have a family here, because of the basic things like a house and a car. But once you have established that before coming here, it's all a breeze. And all those wait is all worth it. And there is a wait for the license endorsement for California Board of Nursing, unless your RN license is already in California. Mine just took 3 months, but it's all worth it. And adjusting to the culture, it's not so hard, because as we know, you know, Filipinos, we know more about the American culture than any other countries or cultures. We wear their brands, we listen to their music, we watch their shows. So basically when you get here, it's like just getting to experience it in real time. It's worth it. It's worth all the hard work we do. It's like, it's worth it. Just go for it. I can say more.
Go for it is what Cornelia is saying. And that is really such a great message that you are sending out to nurses all over the world who are looking for greener pastures, looking to live the American dream. Cornelia, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you too, Ms. Tanya. If it weren't for Kinetics, I wouldn't be here.
Well, we are so grateful and honored to be part of your journey. You have done just such a fabulous job, and we just couldn't be happier for you. So thank you for everything that you do. And thank you for sharing your story. So many nurses, you know, all over the world really are wanting to come to the US. And every month we're going to be doing an onwards and upwards show stateside, where we're going to be talking about living in different parts of the world, different parts of the US, sorry. And we actually have a download. So you can go to the Kinetics USA website, and there is a download that you can share, which is about all, this is a free download. So this is free information. Each state is different in terms of the housing, the cost of living, the laws, the culture, activities, etc. So we have a free download for you that you can go to our website and get, and it covers every one of the states and has information for you on living in the states. Just to finish off, I wanted to share just some Kinetics initiatives for anybody who's interested, to share with you some of the things that we have going on at Kinetics. Is we have a free IELTS scholarship. This is a free course for any nurse who needs to pass the IELTS, who's placed with a Kinetics employer. Kinetics, this is complimentary. It is our way of paying it forward. We implemented it last year because of the pandemic. We were just looking for ways to help, and we pay for the course. We have thousands of nurses going through the IELTS course. And if you look at our social media, you can see some of the, many of the amazing success stories. We also have an NCLEX scholarship. So Kinetics are paying now for a review course for selected global nurses. So apply to our website and see if you're eligible for the Kinetics Scholarship for the NCLEX. And we also have 2 more weeks left of the $1,000 referral fee. Nurses have been so excited about this. We have one of our nurses, Jekyll, he has referred over 100 nurses. We have another nurse, Maria, she's referred 27 nurses, earning lots of money and paying it forward and helping their friends. So please check out the referral fee. Our podcast is in the top 5% Nursing in America. We have a nurse aid program. We have our show that will be coming to you every week on a Friday. So check out for future shows. We'll be coming to you next week. And we also have allied needs. So we have lots of employers hiring medical lab technicians, technologists, respiratory therapists, etc. So I'm going to finish off now. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you, Ms. Tanya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.